and tell one group that they should be different than another, and it's time for us to come together. And as I traveled around this great Commonwealth of Virginia that I feel so blessed to represent going forward, what I heard from folks from all walks of life, no matter where they are in life, is that they were tired of the divisiveness, and it was time for us to come together. And here we have in our schools a moment to stop teaching our children about their differences and start teaching them about the things that can bring us together and prepare them for a great life. And that's what we're going to do in our schools when I'm governor, is get our kids ready to actually go reach after the Virginia promise that we're going to make available to all kids in Virginia.
I think it's great. And a lot of the stuff that he talked about, he said, would begin on day one. And I'm so excited for the people of the Commonwealth of Virginia, because you're headed in a new direction. Glenn Youngkin was on with Tucker Carlson last night. I want you to hear Karl Rove just very quickly, if I can. This is Cut 6. And he was on Fox last night talking about Biden not running in 2024. There's been speculation like that, but I've never heard somebody, a talking head like Karl Rove come out and simply say he's not going to be running. This was Karl Rove on Fox.
I don't want to pick on anybody's personality, but when you're president of the United States, mistakes can cause lives. I mean, some people would argue that the mistake in the Afghanistan withdrawal was so significant, the president overriding suggestions from the military to first pull out the military, which the generals didn't want to do. That was a very big strategic error. The Wall Street Journal has an editorial today entitled "The Confusing Mr. Biden," talking about his performance on Thursday night at a town hall. It says Mr. Biden's frequent public confusion about the major issues of the day is a reason for the growing public concern. And of course, they had to pull back on Friday morning some of the things that the president said Thursday night. How much of this factors into the public's wariness of the president?
I think it's one of the reasons why they think the country's going in the wrong direction. People want to be delicate about it, but he's lost some steps, and he comes out and says confusing things and then creates problems when he does so. He also says things that are inarguably not true, and that creates problems for him. So, the expectations were so high. He's going to return normality to the White House, the Oval Office. We're going to have an adult in charge, and that is not turning out to be true. I happened to be at a conference recently with and the two other panelists were talking about, well, in 2024, if Biden runs for re-election and blah, 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 blah. And they then turned to me and said, what do you think? And I said, he's not going to be a candidate in 2024. Mm-hmm. We're not going to nominate. The Democrats are not going to say, yeah, we want the 82-year-old to lead our ticket. And it's not going to be Kamala Harris because she's done such a dreadful job. And the Wall Street Journal editorial is absolutely right. He is creating problems for himself. It is a disturbing problem. It is an evidence that he's just not up to the job. And we're going to see these problems get compounded in the months and years ahead.
Okay, we're going to go to your phone calls coming up in just a couple minutes on the other side of the break. You want to join us, you can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. 844-263-8232. I'm going to be honest with you. I think that Tuesday's big election win for Youngkin is going to have an application here in Nevada. I'll tell you how that is coming up after the break. But I really honestly believe that this is going to be something that is going to be with us. This is going to make for a wave election. And I think we're going to take the House, we're going to take the Senate, and we're going to take state houses across the nation, including here in Nevada. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
And a quick observation from above at 131. We do have some reduced speeds there through the resort area of the 15. Looks like you're only averaging about 40 miles per hour right now. Southbound 15 at Oki, north 15 at Sahara. No delays on the 215 or US 95 as we speak, but those lane restrictions downtown, which are going to be there for a while, that is causing some slow flows as you try to work your way through the Spaghetti Bowl. 515 east at Main, 515 westbound at Pecos, only two lanes available there. And that's also causing some backups on that transition ramp. Those who are merging from Interstate 15 northbound over to the 515.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this sports flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. More details coming out about the car crash that former Raiders receiver Henry Ruggs was involved in that resulted in a loss of life. His bail has been set at $150,000 as he faces a felony charge of DUI resulting in death. According to a report, he was driving his Corvette 156 miles per hour just 2 seconds before an impact that killed the driver of the other car. Raiders will play again coming up on Sunday when they are going to match up against the New York Giants. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean. So a friend told me about Mr. Clean Magic Eraser, and his exact words were, "It changed my life.
I used to spend a ridiculous amount of time trying to remove tomato sauce from inside our microwave and soap scum off the bathtub.
It's like seriously magic, and my secret weapon for cleaning the kitchen, bathroom, doors and walls, and even keeping my sneakers clean.
Mr. Clean Magic Eraser,
greatest invention ever.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Mr. Clean Magic Eraser, the unicorn of cleaning.
Hey, team, we landed the contract!
Oh, yes! Kaya's web design studio just landed the gig of a lifetime.
It starts next week?
Their staff needs to double before the dream deal becomes a nightmare.
We need front end, back end, a project manager.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Our kids have been through a lot, and Steve Sisolak has only made things worse. Parents are being silenced. We need a fresh approach that empowers parents, conservative leadership that will actually do something for a change. Joe Lombardo will get our schools back on track. Joe supports making sure students can read at grade level by the third grade, expanding charter schools and opportunity scholarships. He'll focus on job and career training because skilled, good-paying jobs change lives. And Lombardo opposes the teaching of critical race theory and believes parents should make the important decisions about their child's education. Joe will fight for school choice in Nevada. Oh, and he'll keep our schools open. Joe will shake things up in a good way. Republican Joe Lombardo, the smart choice for governor. Paid for and authorized by Better Nevada PAC.
Meals from those years are hard to forget. It was all white bread and whole milk, hamburger casseroles and quiche Lorraines, all with a side of cigarettes. We ate salads as desserts. We knew a party was classy if it had a cheese log. And we never missed an after-dinner smoke. It didn't matter if we were in our dining rooms, a burger joint, or the ritziest of restaurants. There'd be an ashtray on every table. And that very particular flavor in every meal. We smoked for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's amazing that our food could taste like anything else. If that was you then, get your lungs screened now. Surviving lung cancer starts with a scan. Learn more at screenyourlungs.org. This PSA was made possible by industry funding and guidance from lung cancer patient groups.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, I was just tuning across the dials here on the studio TV on the flat screen. And I got to tell you, NHL Network is going nuts over this trade. Golden Knights getting Jack Eichel, but they have to give up Krebs and Alex Tuch and a couple of draft picks. It's going to be interesting. And by the way, both Alex Tuch and Eichel will not be playing anytime soon. Tuch is supposedly out, I think, till February. It's just interesting. This is a trade that is a major, major deal. And it came down to two teams, Golden Knights and the Calgary Flames. And the Calgary Flames deal did not include the likes of, Tuck or Krebs. In fact, originally, Golden Knights didn't want to give them up. And then apparently, they changed their mind. I want to go back to Glenn Youngkin because he is so amazing. And he was on with Tucker Carlson last night. Let's go to cut three real quick. With Tucker Carlson, looking ahead to his first term as Virginia governor, listen to this.
Man, you have such a huge job. I've never seen a state move as quickly in one direction as Virginia has under the last two governors. Are you ready for this, your task ahead?
Well, Tucker, we spent the whole day today getting ready. I mean, we got up and went to work, and this is what we have to do, Tucker. I've been trained to work in real people time, not government time, and so we're already getting ready to start moving. And everybody knows our day one plan is about getting taxes down and getting our schools focused back on educating our children, making our communities safe, and getting our job machine cranked back up. But I was really overwhelmed by the broad support across the entire Commonwealth of Virginia. I mean, we had help from everybody. We had a huge support from the Latino community. You know, the president made a call and asked everybody to get out and vote, and we had big turnout in Southwest Virginia. We saw parents turn out. We were endorsed by the Hampton Roads Black Caucus, and we did better in the minority communities than I think any Republican's done in a long time. This is how we bring people together focused on these most important issues, and I just want to thank Virginia for hiring me to go to work for you, and I'm going to give it everything I got.
See, I love the way he approaches this. He understands that he works for us. He works for the people, not the other way around. Steve Sisolak doesn't buy into that. Joe Biden doesn't buy into that. In fact, Joe Biden, I think, is talking about maybe reducing the minimum number where you end up having to have a vaccine mandate, or you can be fired, and your company can be fined, all kinds of stuff like that. And in fact, there are reports that Joe Biden is thinking of reducing that from 100 employees to 30 employees, which is just about everybody. Stick around. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out from you this whole notion of what Biden and his executive order has up its sleeve. If this is the way you want America to be run, is this honestly the way America... I think it's great. We had Stavros Anthony, who announced, by the way, that he's a candidate for lieutenant governor. And he said he had never in his life thought that he would see the day when there were all these vaccine mandates and mask mandates and essentially the government kind of bullying the people, when in reality they work for us, not the other way around. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast.
We're not gonna take it.
Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Hey, Chuck. Chuck. I gotta tell you, I love the fact that I can find out exactly how much I qualify for at Dollar Loan Center even before I need a loan.
People are always curious about how much cash they can get, and it's way better to know this before you're in a pinch. Let's say you don't quite need a loan today, but might every so often, and really just want to find out how much you qualify for and how it works. We do this every day at Dollar Loan Center, and the customers really dig it.
And it's free, right?
Of course. We process your application, let you know how much you qualify for, and then you're ready to go when you need a loan down the line.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in just minutes or just stop in to see how much you qualify for. We have over 50 locations, and our friendly Dollar Loan Center staff are ready to help. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by the Data Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24-7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Get the info you need to know with the KMZQ Newsflash, proudly sponsored by DeCastro Verde Law Group Personal Injury. Alex and Orlando DeCastro Verde will stand by you every step of the way, and their family will fight for yours.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the...
Woo!
At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today.
Woo!
Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Gotta love it. I love it when smart people talk politics. Karl Rove, this is a cut five, by the way, talks about the differences in the Virginia campaigns, which I find fascinating. How different the Terry McAuliffe campaign was to the Glenn Youngkin. There's just nothing. There's just no comparison between the two. This is Cut 5. This is Karl Rove. Go.
We're going to have a duel of the whiteboards because we have our own figures from Fox News. I think it's worth emphasizing a little bit. We have slightly different figures, but they're the same on one point. On only one issue is the president above water, and that's coronavirus, 51% to 46%, 51% approve. But again, that's been slipping dramatically with all these vaccine mandates and the mask mandates coming out that are largely unpopular all over the country. That could be underwater soon, too, right?
Oh, absolutely. And look, it has certainly driven another number, which thankfully for you, I don't have on a whiteboard, which is the percentage of people who think that the government, the federal government, is trying to do too much. That right. number has risen dramatically. And that's, again, as we sit here and the Democrats are trying to figure out how they can spend $3.5 trillion on top of the $2 trillion they've already spent, in addition to the $1.25 trillion yeah. in infrastructure, in addition to the $3 trillion that President Trump spent in March of last year and the trillions that he spent in December. I mean, this is all saying to people, well, enough is enough. Where's all this money coming from? How are we going to pay for it? So this is all contributing to a very bad environment in Virginia, accelerated by the fact, by two facts. One is Youngkin has ran a good campaign focused on two E's and C, economy, education, and crime. And Terry McAuliffe has run a terrible campaign, sounding like, you know, yesterday's news. That tape you ran of Kamala Harris at the rally, first of all, McAuliffe looks incredibly bored and like, what am I doing here? And Kamala Harris reminded us of why she folded her presidential campaign while Marianna Williamson and Joaquin Castro were still in the race.
Right.
She was a dreadful presidential candidate, and she was, what did she say? I couldn't figure it out.
Yeah, all of us have been wondering. Gentlemen, Jim Dallas standing by with a story. The president obviously announcing January 4 is the drop-dead date on vaccinations relative to those with those companies with 100 employees. This is a little scary what's going on, and people are going to start losing their jobs.
They are indeed, Kevin, and those who do stay on the job, which don't want a vaccine, which there are a lot of people. I don't know if it's 35%, is it 40%? It's a lot of people. We know it's over one-third of the people in this country. Well, they're going to be forced to wear a mask in almost all social situations after January 4th, and it places the burden of testing where employees who work for an employer with over 100 in their employ will have to pay for their own tests minimum once a week. Now, if they're out for a week, then they have to prove over a seven-day period that they have tested negative. Otherwise, OSHA, the president is going to be sicking the Department of Labor's Occupational Safety and Public Health on these individual the companies, and they will be fined $14,000 per violation after January 4th.
Wow. So small businesses are going to be hit hard. And again, January 4th, I'll be honest with you, Jim, and I have no inside knowledge of this, but I know that there are people who have been waiting for these executive orders to essentially have some meat on the bones. We're getting more on this. There are some media reports out there that are talking in terms of that Biden would like to reduce that number from 100 to 30 employees. That would include just about every business, including small businesses out there.
It would indeed. Coffee shops, radio stations, a lot of individuals would be caught up in that. But OSHA is predicting with coercing people into this mandate that some 23 million more individuals would become vaccinated because they wouldn't have a choice. It's either starve or get the vaccine. And this is not America. This is not a free country if this goes through.
No, you're right. In talking earlier with Stavros Anthony, he says he can't imagine He's never believed that he would live in a country where you could actually bully people like this. I think the courts are going to step in because this is clearly unconstitutional to almost anybody. And what this president has done on a couple of different occasions is invoke policy, knowing that it will be challenged in court and probably eliminated. But at least for the time being, they end up being able to say, hey, we did this and we did that. And it'll be 6 months before the courts can catch up and put a temporary restraining order or something similar in place to block what this administration wants to do. What they're doing is clearly unconstitutional. Now the question is, will they be able to do it without the courts stepping in and stopping it immediately with a TRO, a temporary restraining order?
Well, certainly if they go to 30, I mean, there are going to be so many people that would get caught up in that. And let's hope that that is just hearsay at this time. But at least at the moment, it's 100 employees. You have to have the requirement, or you're going to be fined $14,000 per violation after January 4th.
Wow. Wow. More to come from gentleman Jim Dallas. And by the way, coming up in our next hour, Dr. Michelle Barron. She is an infectious disease expert with the Association of American Medical Colleges. And we'll get the latest on all of this vaccine mandate stuff. Also, the 5 to 11-year-olds who are now being jabbed. I don't know if they're being jabbed in Nevada yet, but in New York and other places around the country, they are already injecting 5 to 11-year-olds. Don't ask me why, but they are. And again, this is from a guy who has both shots, both the Pfizer shots. I have not yet gotten the booster, but I will get the booster probably this weekend. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Business owners, this is Pat Casale, the MultiCare Group. The MultiCare Group can help you find quality employees and retain them. Quality employees are in demand. It's not only in the wages, but the benefits. The MultiCare Group can guarantee you find quality, affordable health benefits to meet these goals. Allow our relationships with every carrier to guarantee you the most competitive rates. Call the MultiCare Group at 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and find out we mean what we say. We can save you money on workers' comp, payroll services, and your benefit packages. Customer service doesn't begin at the point of sale. It begins at the most important time when claims occur. Call us today and find out how the MultiCare Group can help you get back to business. Call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and allow our team to help your team find the best budgeted plans for you.
What's a financial fill-up in retirement? Here's Coach Pete to tell you more.
The sound effect? Well, you used to hear that when you pull into the gas pump. But a financial fill-up is a way where you take that lump sum that you've built up for retirement, but you have no idea what kind of income you can get from it, and you translate it to a lifetime monthly income once you reach retirement that you can never outlive. Every single month, you get another check.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text VEGAS to 600-700, VEGAS to 600-700.
The latest news is shocking. In Washington, the CDC has finally admitted that people who have received the COVID-19 vaccinations are now COVID spreaders. This is crazy. They know it doesn't protect us, and their data proves the vaccines have already killed 12,000 Americans. This means that Comrade Biden, Wuhan researcher Fauci, and Commissar Sisolak are the reckless con artists boldly using Soviet-style disinformation tactics. Listen, I know COVID is serious. But now's the time to speak out, because Commissar Sisolak doesn't like refuseniks. Today, the mask is back. Tomorrow, he'll be forcing vaccinations on you, your children, even your grandchildren, unless we stop him. I'm Fred Simon, candidate for Nevada governor. I will fight for the freedoms of all Nevadans. Join me at simonforgovnv.com.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada. Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I love our new time slot. Don't forget Wayne Allen Root, a little more than an hour away.